Welcome back to Inside Agriculture. Thursday afternoon on Farm Talk, we sit down with Daryl Richeson, Director of North Dakota Agricultural Weather Network, and have a weather discussion.
A lot of quarter to half inch amounts have fallen today in that, but there's some of the higher totals, no doubt. There's a couple of spots that got over an inch, but a lot of it's been a quarter to a half. Again, if you look at radar, you would think, oh my goodness, yeah, like 3 inches of rain, but it just hasn't quite been that much. Part of it is just it's towards the end of September now, and you know, it's a little bit cooler. You know, atmospherically, we just don't tend to get quite as much moisture around, or it just takes longer for it to fall. But some of the areas that got, you know, a half inch plus or even an inch so far, there's a few more waves coming. So by the end of the day on Sunday, I think is when we'll probably see at least some localized pretty high totals of rain. The thing is, it's not moving east. But really, you know, Fargo straight south down the southern Red River Valley, probably no rain of consequence until Saturday, because there's a system behind this system that looks like it's, going to stall out over South Dakota, and then that might push in a little bit over the weekend. But I think the rest of today and tonight, it'll be where it's at approximately right now. Tomorrow, it might be more so in South Dakota and maybe a smidge west of where it's falling today. So then in turn, again, it will depend on your location. But if you're harvesting, you know, and if you're like in far southeastern sections of North Dakota, west central Minnesota, you know, say I-94 southward and then about Valley City, about Highway 32 and eastward, doesn't look like much until, again, Saturday. Mm. But other areas, you know, west of here, we'll get some rain, and especially down in South Dakota, quite a bit in the next 48 hours. But some of that better rains, again, may impact a lot of areas more so, again, okay, Saturday and Sunday. But the north end of the metro, when I got to work early this morning, everything was wet up here. You know, in my house, I didn't get anything, but I heard the thunder. But I would really be surprised if everyone doesn't get rain. It's just amounts. You know, I've had some phone calls or inquiries today about some very high totals of rain. And I go, this is a multi-day, multi-storm. It's really like, in a way, three different storms that will come together. Mm-hmm. I go, there'll be some localized areas where those higher totals, and they were talking like 3 inches plus, may occur. But I go, as the commonality, no. But you also have to remember there'll probably be some spots that get less than a half an inch. So just think long-term on this one. And I've always, to be honest, thought September would finish fairly close to average on rainfall. And, you know, by the time this is all done, we might, you know, gradually get there. The nice thing is, if you're worried about harvest, you know, most areas are really, really dry.
Yep.
And could handle, you know, probably even a couple of inches of rain without slowing down the harvest too much. Most years, if you got that amount of rain and a couple, 3 days, for the areas that do get that, it would slow you down, but I don't think it's quite as big of a concern. But at the moment, I don't think most people will see that first freeze until the first few days of October. I think October 1st, 2nd, 3rd, and 4th is when we'll see the first real cold of the season come in. So until then, if you're still waiting, say, for corn to get the black layer or something, you still have, I think, you know, the rest of this month and a vast majority of the area before we'll get down to 32. I've always thought October will finish below average. It doesn't mean like every single day of October is going to be below average. But overall, and I think that push coming in October might be just of that taste of, after several months of mostly being above average, you know, we all know at some point we're going to see a couple of months below average. And I think that might be October and November.
It can't stay warm forever. Thank you, Daryl Richeson. Let's take one more break, come back and talk right to repair. This is Inside Agriculture.